In this video, I would like to address something very interesting and important, mostly for us Africans. And it is, why should Africans be concerned about space technology, especially the youth, right? Because one often asks, I have been asked this a number of times, and many of those in the space industry I know have been asked the same questions. Especially when presenting in one way or the other in an African forum. Why should one be concerned about space when there are more pressing issues? So the bottom line is, someone asked me, but Ifriki, why should I be thinking about sending stuff to space when I'm focused, busy trying to get food on the table? First, it is a bit of an unfair generalization of the current African situation. And secondly, to address that particularly, first, what do I mean by an unfair generalization? I mean, this question may lead one to think that across the continent, everybody is laser focused on trying to find out where their next meal will come from. This is not the case, right? And it wouldn't be an accurate branding of the African continent to claim that. So I would like to state that first, and then mention that if we zoom in on the person who's again trying to focus on his or her next meal, why would it be necessary that they at least be aware, right, of what's going on in space? I'll take an example of an artisan, right? Suppose you're a crafts person and you build something that you sell. It could be clothing, it could be, jewelry, it could be something that you build and you sell in the community, right? Suppose you're trying to sell this further out. Say you manage to get a few more people in your community involved in making more shoes, more t-shirts, more jewelry, more, and you would like to sell it further away. You will use roads, right, to get your products where you want them to be. Part of what your state uses to develop, build, to design, build, and maintain these roads is satellite imagery. And it is important to know that. There's something else. Suppose you're trying to expand your sales across the border to the neighboring country, right? There's a lot of things going on in the boundaries, at the boundaries. And again, both your governments are concerned about safety issues because they are the ones to guarantee that your goods get there safe and sound. Part of ensuring that security, right, involves using satellite imagery. So although those who are laser focused on looking for their next meal may not be particularly concerned directly with matters of space, it is important that at least we be aware that it has a role to play in you selling more goods, having more cash, putting more food on the table. It is very important. Same thing with urban development, same thing with entertainment. Major events are monitored in different ways, and one of the ways in which they're monitored includes satellite imagery and monitoring from space. And you need to know this because if there's, for example, a World Cup in your country, a major competition in your city, you benefit from it. You go out, you sell your stuff. If you have a shop, you open your doors, you open a bit later than you usually do because there are fans who came in for the competition, and this entire competition is monitored and orchestrated with a number of instruments. and part of the arsenal that allows for this competition to happen successfully is indeed space technology. This is important to know, very important. Now, next thing for the youth, why should you bother? Because in Africa in particular, it is important for those who are in school today to look forward to careers in the space sector. And it is typical for Africa to take technology leaps, you know, we move from one technology, we don't go through the intermediary steps, and then we jump directly to the next. And it's not different for space science and technology. In the near future, what do I mean by near future? I'm talking next 3 to 5, 10 years, right? The job descriptions around the space industry in Africa will hover very much around data, right? Artificial intelligence, machine learning. It will hover very much around miniaturized technology. In case you don't know, you know, nanoscience and nanotechnology is quite pushed forward in Africa. I mean, we produce quite fancy stuff. So miniaturizing technology is something that Africa is getting better and better at, right? And not in a good, well done, you know, for your level kind of way. No, in a way that competes internationally at the same standard. And this is important to know. So these are some of the reasons why, you know, different classes, different social classes, different social categories and different generations in Africa need to at least, at the very least, be aware, right, of what is going on in the space sector and how the continent is involved in the space sector. What kind of space science and technology is done in Africa? It's important for Africans to know. So I hope these videos really help you, you know, to have a more, like I said, terre à terre, you know, down to earth view of what is a space mission, space science and technology, and to realize that you too, you know, can get involved. You too can be involved in a space mission that will be helping your country to solve some of its problems. You too can write space software. You too can build a mechanical structure that will fly. You know, you can be a part of it. You can be a part of it. And it's important to know that it cuts across every discipline. If you're into business, you can become an entrepreneur in the space sector. If you are into law, you can get into space law. You know, if you are an accountant, if you are into civil engineering, if you are a mechanical engineer, if you are an entertainer, and this is very important, if you're an entertainer, you too can get involved in space science and technology. Believe you me. I hope as I release these videos one after the other, you get a better sense, you know, of what it is, and you actually start to believe that, you know what, you can do it. If you really want to be involved in space science and technology, you can do it. All right, talk to you in the next video. Bye-bye.